This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. For a look at this week's grain markets, I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions.
Well, it's been a volatile week so far, and going back to the market's reaction to USDA's crop report on Friday, and then you add in volatility that we've seen in the value of the dollar, which has had a big impact on money flow both in and out of the broader commodity sector, and that sometimes has amplified the moves. So it's been one of those weeks where we've seen big swings in prices, and I think we may continue to see that for a little while longer. But overall, the sense of the market seems to be that big crops get bigger, and there's still an expectation that USDA has more size to add to this year's corn and soybean crops as we go into the November report. Harvest should start to open up now. The fields are soggy. It's going to take some time to dry the fields. But fortunately, the weather pattern now from this point forward looks much drier for the Midwest for much of the rest of the month of October. And that should allow us to bring the crops in and start to focus again on the size of the crops we have and then start to assess the demand that we have for these crops.
Well, that's great news for farmers. The crop can be as big as it wants, but it doesn't do us any good if it stays in the fields.
Absolutely, and that's very frustrating. A farmer spends a lot of blood, sweat, and tears producing that crop, and they want to be able to bring it in. As you said, it doesn't do any good just sitting in the field. We need to get it into storage. And then I think one of the concerns is going to be, can we find storage for everything? Now, when you spread out the harvest, it does help move things through the pipeline a little bit better, so we don't have it and ease the storage situation a little bit, but there's still some areas where it's going to be a big concern, particularly in the northwestern Midwest where rail logistics are a bigger problem and many elevator facilities were half full even before they started the harvest.
Now, for the crop report that came out on Friday, were there any real surprises or was everything pretty much figured out before it came out?
Well, you could point to the fact that yields came in a little bit lower than what the trade anticipated, and so maybe the bigger surprise was the reaction of the market and how it first went up and then down, and some of that's a result of computers being the first to react, followed by the human reaction. But to me, probably if there were surprises, and they were not big, but things like the latest September 30 stocks report suggested that the USDA's corn and wheat feed usage estimates were too high. And so USDA then, what they do, they raised their feed usage estimates for both corn and wheat for the new marketing year rather than lower them. I think that was a little bit of a surprise. Other than that, not significant surprises. USDA made modest reductions in acreage. Some people were expecting a bigger acreage reduction, but based on the incompleteness of the FSA data, I thought their adjustments were very reasonable. A little bit more moderate increases in yields than what we normally get in big crop years, and based on the yield results that we're getting from our clients across 13 states, we expected a bigger yield increase. Many people in the grain industry expected a bigger yield increase. So call that a surprise or call that USDA's conservativeness early on. Either way, the trade is still leaning toward expectation. Those yields are going to go higher in the November report.
And have there been any reported problems with the crop yet? Is it coming in pretty clean?
Well, there have been some test weight problems in some parts of the Midwest, and that's not really a surprise in years like this when we have big yields. And we also have seen some variability in yield, particularly in northwestern areas where the frost did end the growing season a little bit early, not reducing production as much as what it could because it came relatively late in the crop cycle, but pulling some bushels off and also impacting quality somewhat. So there are those issues. Overall, I think the yields are definitely the highest in central and eastern areas and more variable and not as strong in the western areas of the Midwest.
Overall, though, Suderman said he could not emphasize enough how much the strength of the dollar is playing into the markets right now.
Well, I think one of the keys we shouldn't underestimate is the impact of the value of the dollar. And overall, the dollar is consolidating now, but its fundamentals remain strong relative to the other major currencies in the world. And as the dollar goes higher, that pulls money out of the broader commodity sector and makes it difficult for the grain and oilseed markets. to be able to sustain a rally, but it also amplifies those losses when they do occur. And I think that problem is going to be with us for a little while into the winter, and is going to be a factor. And that's why all for the last several months we've been worried about prices going lower than otherwise would be justified by just supply and demand fundamentals alone.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
If you're a bad driver, you're going to get plenty of attention, especially from our friends in the law enforcement. But if you're a good driver, you usually don't get the attention you deserve. That's why Country Financial offers the Select Customer Discount. If you and your family members qualify, you could receive a discount up to 25% on your auto insurance right from day one. The Select Customer Discount, it's something that good drivers deserve. Find out more about it today from me, Wayne Schaefer, your Country Financial representative in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 618-498-5800.
The ghouls and goblins will soon be knocking on your door in search of delicious Halloween goodies. And this year you can trick them into eating nutritiously with farmer-owned Prairie Farms fresh milk and butter disguised as Halloween cookies. Running from house to house can make your little goblins thirsty, so send them trick-or-treating with Prairie Farms plastic pints of orange juice, milk, or chocolate milk. Have a happy and healthy Halloween and taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with five new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines. There are modules for light and medium-duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Dairy producers can now sign up for the new Margin Protection Program. National Milk Producers Federation CEO Jim Mullern says this is the safety net crafted in the new Farm Bill, and it's a dramatic difference from the Milk Income Lost Contract Program because it looks at income over feed costs.
The program we have now is a margin protection. It looks at what is the difference between the all milk price and then a factor of corn, soybean, and alfalfa prices combined together. And the margin between those feed costs and the milk price is what people are going to be able to cover through this margin program.
Mulhern says those margins are figured in two-month increments, and producers can insure from $4 to $8.
And if the margin drops below a level of coverage that a producer has selected, then that would could trigger a payment to close the gap between the target level of margin protection that they have paid a premium for and what they're experiencing in the marketplace.
Dairymen must sign up for the program through 2018, but the catastrophic coverage level at $4 only costs $100. Each year following, farmers can decide the level of coverage for their operation.
They can cover between 25% floor and 90% ceiling of their production history. And their production history is their highest production during either 2011, 2012, or 2013, one of those 3 years base. Each year, you will decide how much of your production you want to cover and at what level you want to cover it.
USDA has an online tool to estimate coverage levels. Sign up for the Margin Protection Program runs through November 28th. In a new campaign announced on Monday, McDonald's is inviting its customers to ask questions about the food they purchase at McDonald's. The campaign, titled Our Food, Your Questions, is encouraging people to ask questions via social media, like, what's in my hamburger? McDonald's Kevin Newell, Chief Brand and Strategy Officer, stated, "We look forward to the opportunity to have an open conversation and to show people firsthand how we make our most iconic menu items." These efforts are not new for the global company. Similar efforts have previously been launched in countries such as Canada and Australia. McDonald's announced Grant Imahara, formerly a Discovery Channel Mythbusters host, will uncover real answers to tough questions by visiting McDonald's suppliers and restaurants across the country. McDonald's will capture the visits in a series of videos that will appear on the company's website, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube channels. McDonald's will take to these same channels to answer food questions, share multimedia content, and engage in open conversation. In honor of October being National Pork Month, we are giving away pork certificates courtesy of the Illinois Pork Producers Association. If you would like to enter to win a pork certificate, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. In the meantime, here's a fun fact about pork. On Manhattan Island in the 1660s, a long, solid wall was constructed on the northern edge of the colony to control roaming herds of hogs. What is that area called today? Wall Street. Again, if you would like to enter to win pork certificates sponsored by the Illinois Pork Producers Association, you can email me at angela@wsmiradio.com. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.